Hello, FPL managers. Welcome to a new episode of the FPL Optimized podcast. This is episode number 83. I am Bas, the casual manager, and my co-host usually is Sertalp, but today it's Johnny, who is replacing Sertalp in the data scientist role. This is the podcast in which we combine analytics with the good old eye test. Data or grass, or data and grass? That's the question. So Johnny, people might know you from the podcast you did with Sertalp and Alistair a couple of weeks ago. Thanks for joining me here today. And maybe you want to start with a few opening words.
Just thanks for having me on again. Feels like a home from home now. I'm after Sertalp's job. So it's JC and Bass from here on out. No.
Excellent.
Thank you, Sertalp, for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, well, thanks again for covering for him. He's ill at the moment. So, Sertalp, if you're listening, we hope you will be well soon. But if you're not, you know, Johnny is taking over, so don't worry.
All good.
No. So, yeah, we will be covering our usual content to help everyone with preparing for double game week 28 and also for blank game week 29. So, yeah, we usually start with reviewing our previous game week, but as Sertalp isn't here, I take much less pleasure in talking about how I beat his score. But it is true, I did beat it, so, you know, I do want to take a second just to mention it. My score was 73 points, and he had 69. So, yeah, that makes our head-to-head score 14-13, so I'm just 1 point behind him. And in the end, it was mainly Foden who made the difference between the two of us. So, yeah, Johnny, how was the previous game week for you?
Not as good either. I don't own Foden. So I got 67 after a minus four. So that's 1-0 to Bass in our head-to-head.
Yeah.
we'll get it started. But I'd had quite a good run the last couple of weeks. I think 25 and 26 have gone so well. So while it was a sizable red arrow, I'm actually still in the top 1K, which I jumped up to from game week 25, moving all the way up. So I can't complain too much. But yeah, pretty much everyone I didn't own returned. And Marcos Senesi came in for a hit to allow me to get Son. So Son scored, looked good. Bournemouth kept a clean sheet, looked good. Checked the subs and off he'd gone in the 13th minute. Not to be seen for the double game week, so that's probably another hit coming up. So, fine, good enough. But we're hoping for some more exciting things in these doubles and blanks to come.
Yeah, well, top 1K, that's amazing. But I had the same issue. I also brought in Son and Senesi, so we shared the pain on that one. Yeah. All right, but let's look forward. Let's start. Usually we start looking at the fixture ticker, and I think we can do that today as well.
Yeah, so City and Arsenal up near the top, as we might expect, despite the blank. Bournemouth with their double, very high up. We see Sheffield United and Luton at home. Surprisingly, quite favourable fixtures, even for a mid-table team like Bournemouth. And then Tottenham up near in fourth, because they obviously play through the blank game week with their fixture against Fulham, with some quite nice fixtures around that against Luton and Forest at home in 30 and 32. Liverpool again, good team. They've got some nice fixtures. I'm sure people are eyeing up how might we get back Mo Salah after their blank. Yeah. Brighton at home, Sheffield United at home, nice fixtures. And then I guess if they were to lose in the FA Cup in game week 29, then they might have a good chance of a double in 34. So maybe that changes the landscape and suddenly we want Salah. And, you know, I think there's a bit of a funny thing with the teams that lose in game week 29, as in their cup games, are more likely to get a double in 34. So sure, you might want them, but then do you not want them because they've just lost and they're not playing as well? So it's a bit tricky, but I think we don't know about Salah's fitness, so we'll see. Yeah. Chelsea, and then it's our like pretty solid teams who are playing through 29 with a fixture. So we've got West Ham, Villa, Fulham, and Brentford, who have got Arsenal away this week, so probably not ones to invest in just yet. I know some people are looking at Ivan Toney, but they're not too bad after that. Burnley is obviously quite a good fixture in 29. Man United at home. Brighton at home, Villa away, and then Sheffield United at home in game week 33. The thing with those four is that they probably won't, well, three of them can't double in 34. Fulham might even blank in 34. So the teams who play in 29, other than Spurs, probably aren't going to get any doubles later on. So you are picking them for those who are maybe wildcarding early or trying to dead end into 29. They're not going to be the players. There's no one who's playing in 29 other than Spurs players who are likely to double later. Does anyone stand out there for you? Any assets you've got your eye on from some of these teams?
Well, you know, now with the double game week ahead of us, I think, you know, everybody's talking about Bournemouth and Luton, of course, which is a bit strange because normally we never talk about Luton. and it also makes a difference, of course, whether you're free hitting or not. And for the rest, yeah, the title race is so close and so exciting that I think everybody wants the key players from City, Arsenal and Liverpool going forward, to your point. Especially looking at this ticker, they also really have some good games. Liverpool as of game week 30, but also City and Arsenal from 31, also some really good games. So, yeah, good and bad, because probably most of our teams will look the same again, focusing on the big teams. But no, for the rest, nothing special. Yeah, Brentford, to your point, some good fixtures coming up, I hope. Mbeumo will be fit again pretty soon.
I think he's been spotted back in training. So
yeah, yeah. I think so too.
Fond memories from the early season.
Yeah, me too. I saw him live one game. And
Yeah.
He was really impressive. Yeah, really enjoyed watching him. Yeah.
I think the other tricky thing with the big teams here is that obviously City play Liverpool and Arsenal either side of the blank. So, you know, Villa, Palace and Luton after that, and obviously they're the best team, if not one of the best teams in the league, but two of the hardest fixtures and a blank in the next three. I can see why people are trying to move them on and come back to them, or you know, I think I might have Ødegaard on my bench in game week 30 or something like that, which feels a little bit odd given he costs $8.5 million and is the Arsenal captain, but it's just the way the fixtures fall. So I know some people looking at Haaland to Morris is one.
Yeah.
Maybe we can briefly cover here.
I just wanted to mention that indeed, because to your point, City, they play against Liverpool, then they have a blank, then they play against Arsenal. So quite tough. And at the same time, Morris, he has a double game week in 28, and then he also has a game in 29. So you get three games for Morris versus one game for Haaland. So yeah, that there is a debate going on, which if you think about it, sounds really weird thinking about comparing Haaland and Morris, but just in this situation, it could make sense.
Well, three Morrises, is that more appealing?
Three Morrises, yeah, good point.
Who can turn that down?
Yeah, and the other thing is, like you said, we probably want to get Haaland, right? So if you, Salah. So if you sell Haaland for Morris, then you have the funds to bring Salah in. But at the same time, probably as of game week 31, you might want to have Haaland back. So yeah, you have a short-term solution to bring Salah in, but then you still need to think about how you will get Haaland on top. But probably, I mean, there are also still a lot of people who have their wild card. So if you wild card around 30 or 31, you know, then you can look at that puzzle and try to fit them all in.
I think that was highlighted quite early on as a potential strategy, was to dead end into 29. So this was before we'd even got anywhere near the FA Cup results, was actually just looking at there's a fixture swing here and it's a week or two after when we think the blanks are going to be. So I remember Ben talking about that even before we were playing Wildcard 1. Ben Crellin always got an eye on the future. So I think that'll be a popular one for those who are looking to dead end, is the wild card in 30 or 31, because we'll also know 34 by that point, or we should do.
That's true,
and we can work out 37 from then. But yeah, it's a little tricky 2 or 3 week period to navigate, which is why the Luton players come in all of a sudden. So we'll just look at the bottom set of fixture tickers. We do see Luton here.
Okay.
So they're still down the bottom because just after playing the double against Palace and Bournemouth, and then the fixture against Forest in 29, they play Spurs, Arsenal, and Man City away in the next three. So they're not really players you want to be holding on to too long. So while you might want to load up on Luton now, they're not the best long-term holds, I don't think, as relegation teams as well. They're not super strong, but they're looking all right. And they've got some, you know, if you pick a penalty taker, nailed striker, and Alfie Doughty's been swinging all those crosses in. I bought them a little while ago. So they serve a purpose, but they're not suddenly on this super hot fixture run like we might see for some teams.
No, that's a good point.
And then obviously we've got Sheffield United, Crystal Palace, Everton, right down the bottom with poor fixtures and a blank. Burnley, quite poor as well, even with the Brentford fixture in 29. Man United as well. These are things that people on Wildcard 28 might be looking at, is Man United. I think they've got quite good fixtures just off to the right of this. As well as a likely double in 34 should they and Newcastle both lose their cup ties, which they're favourites to do. Or the opposition are favourites to win, depending on how you want to look at it. Because they're playing Liverpool and Man City. So then the Palace, the Newcastle Crystal Palace game and the Man United Sheffield United game are looking quite likely to go into 34. Then they've got quite a nice game with 35 fixtures each. I think it's Burnley and might be Luton, Sheffield United, can't remember. So people are looking to wildcard quite late, might want to wait till 36 rather than 35. You can dead end into 34 with Man United and Newcastle assets. Should the FA Cup results go the way that we think they might, and then hold them for a game with 35 and wildcard into this potential Brighton, Chelsea or Spurs double. Is someone we're looking at. But United in the short term, Everton this week, quite nice, but not ones you want to be loading up on. We see Wolves down here as well. A lot of people bought into Wolves with their Sheffield United fixture in 26, they were looking quite likely to double in 34 prior to beating Brighton in the FA Cup and then drawing Coventry in the next round. So now their chances of making the semi-finals are quite high, whereas prior to the round five results, quite low. And any team that makes the semi-finals, Wolves are favourites now to make the semis in their game, can't double in 34. So Wolves are not as useful a piece as we thought they might be, or some people thought they might be. Some people didn't like them anyway, so stayed away. But some of us couldn't get suckered in by Kwang Ki-chan, Max Kilman, etc. I know I
ignore him.
I ate Nori. Yeah, well, he did return.
I got him. I still have him, actually.
You still have him. Yeah, Hee-chan didn't do so much, and obviously then got injured. So everyone had to sell him on. So, Luton short-term assets. Burnley and Forest, probably not ones you want on, maybe not even on free hit, 29. But probably not the teams that you're going to look to dead end with for dead ending 29 and wildcard 30-31. Anything else stick out for you here?
No, just Brighton maybe. They started the season quite strong, but lately they're struggling, so that's a bit unfortunate. It's an exciting team, exciting coach, but they have some injuries, and they also probably they're struggling with just the amount of games they have to play. So that's a bit unfortunate. Otherwise, I think Brighton could have been a team as well that we could consider, and we can of course still with the double that might come up for them. But
yeah,
for now,
possibly ones for later.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So that was the fixture ticker, we covered quite a lot already. We looked at the double game week for Bournemouth and Luton, and then also the blank game week that follows it. So yeah, this is quite interesting and also a little bit strange as we are now considering Luton players, which we don't often do. And I think one thing that makes a big difference is, again, your chip strategy, right? Like whether you free hit in 29 or not. Like if you do free hit, then you don't need to worry too much about the blanks, and you can just focus on the doubles in 28. But if you don't free hit, then of course, yeah, the Luton players are extra interesting because they have a double and they have a game in 29. So for me, last time I said that I kind of maneuvered myself in having to free hit, but then I thought about it again and I just really don't like those games in that week. So I'm trying hard to avoid the free hit and save it for later, which again means that probably I will bring in one or two Luton players. How is it for you, Johnny? What is your chip strategy? Anything you can share about it?
Yeah, so I'm pretty locked into free hit 29. I think the way I played it leading up to it was that I loaded up on a few fixtures so that if that they fell in, I can play through, and if they don't, then I can free hit and I get their doubles later. So the way the FA Cup results went, I wanted as many of my players playing in 29 as possible, or as few, rather than a sort of middle ground of 6 or 7 where I'm like, oh, I don't know which way to go. And in the end, actually, almost none of them dropped it. So I only had one Luton player, got Alfie Doughty. So I had one player from the Luton Forest game. Arsenal-Chelsea, I've got 4 assets, none of them dropped in. I had 2 from Wolves-Bournemouth, and I bought, no, 3, and bought another one. So those were the big swing ones for me. I wanted Wolves and Chelsea to have the same result, basically. And in the end, they both won. So I have 4 players for game in 29. And that's only because I bought Son, because Hwang Hee-chan got injured. So I would have had 3.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's enough. I think that's not quite enough players for playing through, sadly. So I'll be free hitting. But I've lent into that now, so actually it means I can buy some Bournemouth players. I bought one last week and he got injured, so I'll buy another one. Can't get enough. I wanted Senesi and then Zabani. That's what I wanted. I didn't want to, you know, why leave the fun for just one of them? So that means I can load up on them. Their double might drop into 34. We don't know. And then I can tailor towards dead ending into 34. And wildcarding in 35 or 36, as I alluded to, as a possible strategy, which means I can really hammer the bench boost in 37. And hopefully if I'm in a good spot still, then I can decide how differential I want to go at that point as well, because there's only a few weeks left. So if, you know, hypothetically, I'm in the top 100 and with a shot of doing quite well, then I might risk it all. We shall see. But I don't know. I'm happy to tumble down the rankings in an effort to climb them. Just as fun for me. I just think it's a silly game. So I think that strategy works quite well. It also means I can just basically buy Bournemouth this week, free hit next week, and then wait and see what happens. And actually, if something unforeseen happens and I need to wildcard in 30 or 31, then that might be fine. But hopefully be able to play through and build into this game week 34 double is the plan, but we'll see. It means I have slightly switched off because I just buy Bournemouth free hit and then international break. So which is that's an upside. Even if they were quite close, I'll go for the one with minimal thought for a little bit, give myself a break. That's the plan.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, no, that's an exciting position to be in. I mean, for me, my team is actually not too different. I might only have, I don't know, 6 or 7 players, maybe 8 for game week 29. But I think I still try that. Yeah, I think, you know, if you have some of the key players, you know, like Son, like Watkins, a few others, then yeah, I think I'll just risk it and try to keep the free hit for later. But also, while it will depend again also on injuries. I have Porro, I have Richarlison, currently they're injured. I think there was some information that they might be back. So if they are back, I think I can use them for 29. If not, then indeed I need to again look at my free hit. But okay, well, let's see. Anyway, I think for everyone that this is probably one of the main things now, whether you will free hit in 29 or not. That will decide your transfers also for this week. Let's look at the optimal team. And also with the discussion in mind that we just had, I think we probably have to look at a few different teams, because one for the people who are free hitting in 29, and then maybe one for the one for the people who won't. So yeah, let's see what can we look at, Johnny.
Yeah, so I've got a wild card 28 team on screen, and we'll look at another one. So this one has free hit 29 penciled in, and the next one has free hit 34 penciled in. I realize we've put it on the screen and left it there for a little while, but I'm sure people have been taking it in. So this is wildcard 28 with free hit 29. So it's Kaminsky in goal, Gabriel, Zabagni and Alfie Doughty in defence, Saka, Tavernier, Palmer, Son and Ross Barkley, and then Solanke and Haaland up front with a bench of Petrovic, Isak, Chris Richards and Levi Colwill. So as we see, we'd load up on that triple Bournemouth, triple Luton. There's no Morris here. Keeps Haaland so that you can play through. And then it really does, you know, we've got what Son and the Luton players who have fixtures in 29, so put the free hit in. But it's got Isak on the bench, so it's looking forward to that possible game week 34 double. Petrovic as well. Chelsea should have two doubles in the latter weeks. And Richards, Crystal Palace are looking pretty likely to double in 34 if that Newcastle Crystal Palace game drops in. Palmer again got some doubles, but it's quite a strong team otherwise. I think it's a lot of the similar players. It's sort of your strong players with as many Bournemouth and Luton as you can fit in, and some double players stashed on the bench for later.
Yeah, and it puts quite some confidence in the Luton defense as well, right? With Kaminsky and Doughty, two Luton defenders, well, because of the double game. And Doughty, of course, has attacking potential. But
yeah, I think he's probably the only double game week defender with attacking potential, we think, across Bournemouth and Luton. But yeah,
there is Terrier as well, right? I mean, I don't know enough about him, and there is some minute risk as well, I think. But people talk about him a little bit as well. With some, I think his numbers don't really show it, but on the eye test, he looks quite attacking. Yeah,
yeah. I think people are just trying to get excited about Bournemouth defense in any way they can, and a Hungarian fullback is maybe as good as we're gonna get. I think I'll play it safe with Zabagni having been burnt going for the slightly riskier Messi with his yellow cards. I think the thing with Kaminsky in goal is that he gives you he's a bit easier to stash away on the bench than three Luton outfield players. So Bournemouth have some quite nice fixtures in game week 30, they're home to Everton, and they've got that possible game week 34 double, whereas Luton, as we said, they've got this double now and then a 29 fixture, and then it's quite poor after that. So maybe it's the keeper is where you can stash a Luton player. Imagine Barkley gets moved on quite quickly and Alfie Doughty becomes a rotation piece with the mighty Chris Richards and Levi Colwill and Zabagni. What a strong defence. But it's something along these lines. I think this is the kind of the rough structure you're looking at. I'm sure everyone's going with Solanke. I think he's back fit, seems to be firing. So we've also got what the free hit 29 team might look like. So this is an example free hit 29 team that would come in. So we've got Flecken, Alfie Doughty, Reguilon, Udogie, Gibbs White, Madison, Son, Bowen, Ward-Prowse, Watkins, Tony, and then a bench of Sells, Morris, Konsa, Pau. So there's not much to pick from, obviously, in free at 29, with there only being four fixtures and eight teams, and you're probably going to want to pick one side of each of the games. So we've got triple Spurs here. We've got double West Ham attack with Watkins in attack as well. Triple Brentford against Burnley. And then Alfie Doughty up against Gibbs White. But it's basically Watkins, Tony, Spurs, and whatever you fancy around that, I think. There's some discussion whether it's better to go Son, Madison and Richarlison if he's fit, or Porro in defence if he's fit. Do you want two attackers and a defender? Because the defence isn't super strong.
No.
I think Brentford might fill out the defence with their not super strong defence, but game against Burnley. It's probably
Right.
the best of the slim pickings, but you get 11
Yeah.
players out and you get Son to captain probably, and
Yeah.
not everyone's got that. So yeah,
No, makes sense.
I'm sure most non-free hitters will have Son, Watkins, probably Tony, maybe Alfie Doherty,
Yeah.
and a few others. I know Gibbs White might be coming in. Morris,
Yeah.
Barkley. So it's not too dissimilar. So you're making gains just by having more players, more than by having
Sure.
some exciting players that people can't get to
Yeah.
generally. But
Yeah, as you said, I mean, there are limited options.
that's why it's not
And
so fun.
we will focus on Spurs. But, don't forget, Fulham is doing really well lately. So that won't be an easy game for Spurs.
Yeah, I think it's sort of out of necessity, isn't it? It's
Yeah,
the
true.
easiest, it's the best team with a fixture, I guess, apart from Villa. But so yeah, you might want to put in like a Douglas Luiz or a Leon Bailey in attack as well, to pair
Yeah.
with them. Or Taiwo Awoniyi for Forest might
Yeah.
look quite good if he's back in and fit. But
Yeah.
there's
Yeah.
not many to pick from. I
Okay.
think you can't go too far wrong from picking 11 playing players.
No.
And that's your free hit done. I'm sure people won't be thinking about it too much.
No.
But well, to contrast that, we'll look at a wild card 38 team with a free hit 34 booked in. So this is a wild card 28 team looking to play through game week 29.
Right.
So we've got Neto in goal,
Yeah.
Gabriel, Zabani again, Alfie Doherty, staple of all
Right.
teams at this moment. Cole Palmer, Heung-min Son, Jarrod Bowen, Ross Barkley, Watkins, Solanke, and Morris in place of Haaland. And then we've got Flecken on the bench with Maddison, Udogie, and Reguilon. So there's quite
Yeah.
a lot of similar players in there. It's more the
Right.
structure that's changing. So we've lost our Arsenal players. We've lost Haaland.
Yeah.
We've brought in Bowen. We've switched to Flecken in goal, Reguilon, Udogie, triple Spurs are in.
Yeah.
So I think this would have we'd have Flecken in goal, Udogie, Reguilon, Doherty for the defence, Son, Bowen, Barkley, Maddison, Watkins and Morris are then a transfer to make to get to your Game Week 29 11 players. So I guess you can move Zabani on or someone like that. But
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, you are loaded on your triple Luton, which, as we say, is not ideal from 30-31.
No.
But
Yeah.
we had that in the other one as well.
Yeah.
So maybe they're easier to move on. I'm sure there's quite a lot of money in the bank in this one to try and get back up to Haaland
Right.
or Salah.
Yeah.
But it's not too dissimilar. And I think this one, you're kind of gambling on free hit 34 being exciting. And something dropping in that we weren't expecting, or actually being on the larger end, because it could be a bit of a dud. We could have like a blank and two doubles or something really small. I know
Right.
Ben and James have both mentioned that there is an instance where game week 34 is just the game week 34 fixtures with some on the weekend and some at the midweek, which is probably unlikely, but it's possible. In which
It's
case,
possible.
where do you play your free hit? I guess it would be the whatever 35, 36 double there is, or some people get quite excited by a free hit 38, do something crazy on the last day.
Yeah.
I remember
I did that
Josh.
last year.
Yeah,
It
did
didn't
you?
work.
Yeah, didn't work.
Yeah.
I
Save it
feel
till the end. I was
the
really
issue with
excited
that is
about
you
it.
you sell players who then score and you feel worse about it and you go, oh, I should have just
Yeah.
missed the deadline and forgotten about it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
No, but
the core players are still the same here.
Yeah. No, I see some people on X as well talking about Wildcard 28, and I think I see the appeal of it because you kind of maximize your points now for 28 and 29 by focusing on the doubles and the blanks. But looking at the team here, as you mentioned, you almost have no Arsenal, you have no City, and you have no Liverpool. So after week 29, you probably want to bring those guys in, which will not be so easy, even though, as you said, you probably have some money left here on the bank. But I don't know. Longer term, to me, it sounds a bit risky.
I should point out here that the fixtures we're using are the binary fixtures from Planet FPL. So if you go to FPL.team, you can see the fixture predictions from James. So this is essentially Wolves, Chelsea, Liverpool and City winning their FA Cup games. And Man United, Newcastle, Sheffield United and Crystal Palace doubling in 34. With all the other fixtures going into... so like Everton, Liverpool going into 37. And I've put a bench boost 37 in each of these teams as well.
Yeah.
I think that's where most people seem to be hoping to put it, whether they're wildcarding just before it to really load up on it, or whether they're just sort of trying to play through and that's likely where they're going to have the best bench, then, you know, I think soft locking it in there makes some sense. And then I can show an example, free hit 34 in this scenario. So very exciting. Bruno Fernandes, Garnacho and Rashford in midfield. You can turn that down. Joachim Anderson, Eberechi Eze and Jean-Philippe Mateta, Triple Palace. We've got Gurbic in goal for Sheffield United. We've got Fabian Schär, Kieran Trippier and Isak for Newcastle, and Ben Brereton Diaz. So these are 11 doublers. Haaland makes the bench with Gabriel and Trent and Raya. So there are some quite nice single game week fixtures. But this would be loading up on those free hit 34 doublers. So this might look a bit more exciting. You don't have to go for 11 doublers. I'm sure double Sheffield United on a free hit is not to everyone's taste. But you can do something a bit more exciting than, I'll get triple Spurs against Fulham and triple Brentford against Burnley and whatever Luton players I fancy. So you can go a bit more crazy with this. And also this is an assumed game week 34 double scenario.
Still have to wait for that.
Liverpool might drop in and you can go for Darwin and Diaz and Salah or something. Who knows? City might lose. City might double here. And then
I don't know.
I don't know. I guess every free hit 34 is maybe not quite as good. You probably want City around that as well, but maybe you can pick some different ones. I don't know. I think free hit 34 is a bit of an unknown quantity. That's why it's exciting to some and the allure of Ben Brereton Diaz is something people are very excited by.
Well, thanks for preparing all of this.
Is it tempting you into saving the free hit for 34? Is this something that
not sure, appeals actually. To you? Looking at it now, I don't get too excited. But I don't know. I'm just also not really excited about 29. So I just... I'm looking at what's known at the moment. And I think... Well, I'm counting on that the free hit will not give a lot of points. So that's why I'm trying to avoid it. The free hit in 29, I mean. So that's, I'll try to avoid it. And, you know, and then I'll see what happens in 34. Yeah.
It might be more exciting.
But, you know, there's a difference, right? You're a top 1K. I'm still 1 million. So probably people should be listening to you.
Wow. I think it's quite boring sometimes. But I think you just... I just go along for the ride and see what happens. So... Free at 29 for me. I'll have the same team as everyone else who's free at 29ing, and that'll be very exciting for some people. But who knows?
Okay. But cool. Well, you know, gives us a lot of options. Let's go back to the double game week 28, and let's look at the captaincy options.
Unsurprisingly, with Bournemouth having Sheffield United at home and Luton at home, it's mostly Bournemouth players. It's mostly Dom Solanke. It's mostly the striker with 90 minutes and penalties. So I think every model has got him top with two games. Some of that might be that we're not really sure which Bournemouth midfielders are likely to be playing. So I think a lot of the differences between the models here are minutes more so than differences on opinion of attacking output from like a Semenya or a Kluivert or a Tavernier. And there's no penalties for any of the midfielders because Solanke, we know, takes them. So actually Neto, the keeper, features quite highly in a lot of them. And I guess You know, if you think you get one clean sheet and two appearance points for each game is already, what, 8 for your saves, you can see how you can get a double-digit haul quite quickly. Maybe it's not as exciting, but if you don't have Dom Solanke, then probably buy him. But you could go for something different than Captain Neto. I know a lot of people are looking at triple captaining Dom Solanke here, who saved it. I think he probably is good enough to go. Sounds like he's playing through some pain, but I think more professional athletes are playing through pain than most people think. Yeah. So it's probably not as unusual. Not that it's a good thing, but I think we can probably expect him to play both games. So Captain Solanke, and don't think too much about it. I don't know if anyone's really thinking of doing anything different. I see Saka and Odegaard are quite high on Draft Hound, which is pleasing as someone who owns them both. But Morris pops in a few times. Are you looking outside of Solanke, or is it? We should have just had a photo of Dom Solanke here, really, and that would have.
Yeah, we should have
been more exciting.
No, again, two really good home fixtures. I guess the best two home fixtures that you can get, and we know Solanke can score goals. The only doubt might be Ndita's injury, but you know he did play last game, so that should give us some confidence. So yeah, no, I'll just go for him. Yeah, definitely.
Yes, yeah. Imagine his effective ownership will be quite high, so we can all celebrate his goals together. And
yeah,
it doesn't mean anything. So that's fun. What a fun game.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I think that covers it for today. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
We've just got our mini league updates.
Let's take a look at that, definitely. Yeah, definitely. We'll finish with the mini league as we usually do. And this week, we actually have a new leader. It's Cedric L with his team Mbeumo Fat. And I think Cedric is a new member to the mini league, so welcome. This may be something we need to consider for next year if we should close the mini league at some moment. But no, Cedric is doing really well this season. He's the number 4 in the world with 1,867 points in total. So that's really impressive. And number 2 is our former leader, Richard Smith, with 1,848 points. And the person who is chasing him is still the same as well. It's Ikes Gooden with 1,829 points. And where are you in this, Johnny? Are you somewhere?
Oh, I think I'm just off the bottom. We'll say I'm 11th, but I don't think I am. Got myself out. I'm somewhere in the top 20, but we're closing down. I've been chasing John Doe, FPL, who's in 8th all season. I've been copying his moves. I think he's very smart manager. I think we should copy him. So I need to catch him up. I want to give a shout out to Seamus as well, who's in 4th, who's another member of the Discord server, who's been doing very well this season. Spurs fan. Cool. So he's doing very well.
Number 3 last week, I remember.
Yeah. I mean, everyone here is doing quite well. They're in the top 10 of the best mini league in the world. So.
Okay.
Where are you, Bass?
I'm glad that you're here to pronounce his name correctly, because I think I said Seamus or something like that. So
do you want to have a go? Should we have a go at Seamus? There we are. All very right. good. Good. He'll be delighted. I'll let him know.
Yeah. No, I'm somewhere, I don't know, around 300, really low here. And it's a tough mini league.
Strong league.
Even when I have a group. Even when I have a green arrow in OR, then sometimes or often I still have a red arrow here in this mini league. It's really tough to climb up, but who knows? Maybe I can still increase my rank a little bit.
You're teaching everyone too well. I think everyone who follows the pod has got too good. you need to deceive them and see how we can climb.
The thing which I find really interesting is, despite my season not being too great, right, I'm still around 1 million. My head-to-head score with Sertab is 14 to 13. Yeah. So it shows that, you know, I don't know. just then whenever I had a bad week, it was really bad. That's probably what it means. And so I need to be better with my bad weeks. Okay, but that was it, I think, for today. So this was FPL Optimized podcast, episode number 83. Thanks for listening and good luck with making your game week 28 decisions. As always, we hope your arrow will be green and we'll be back with an episode next week. You can subscribe to our podcast so you will get notified when the next episode is published. And you can also follow us on X. For Sertab, it's at Sertab Bilal. For Johnny, it's at FPL underscore spaceman. And for me, it's at Belfi BB. And we also have a separate account for the pod on X, which is at FPL Optimized. And we are also on YouTube.
Lovely.
And usually Sertab asks me about my shirt, but today let me start by asking you about your shirt.
Ah, you beat me to it. I'm wearing a lovely, lovely old McEwen's Lager Newcastle number from a while ago. I'm a Newcastle fan. I might not sound like I'm Geordie, but I did grow up there. So that's what we've gone for today. I saw you had a Newcastle top as well, and a Sunderland one that I specifically requested that you didn't wear. I see you've gone for the Arsenal shirt.
Yeah.
What have you got?
Yeah, an Arsenal shirt. And as I mentioned last week, I was contacted by a listener from the Netherlands. His name is Koen Visser, and he offered me to lend some of his shirts. And I met him this week for the handover, so now I can wear a different shirt again every week. And today it's this Arsenal one. I really like it. I looked it up. It's the third shirt from the 2007-2008 season. And as Arsenal have been really impressive in recent games, I thought it would be appropriate to wear their shirt today. So yeah, that's it. Thanks again, Johnny, for joining. It was really a pleasure to do this with you here today.
Thank you for having me on, Beth.
All right. You're welcome. And usually Sertab would end it, but maybe you want to end it today?
Do you want me to? Yes, until next time. Stay curious and stay analytical. Goodbye.
Goodbye.